From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. President Barack Obama is coming to Dallas tomorrow to take part in an interfaith memorial service for the victims of last week's shootings. Obama will be joined at the Meyerson Symphony Center by former President George W. Bush. Mayor Mike Rawlings says the Dallas service is about unity, and it will be a bipartisan gathering. The current and former president, the vice president, both Texas senators, and a host of other elected leaders are expected to attend.
We're going to have people from both sides of the aisle, hopefully coming together, holding hands, saying thank you to our officers, and more importantly, paint a different future for us.
While Rawlings is looking to the future, it's hard for Dallas to outlive its past, especially with a new tragedy opening old wounds. After President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, Dallas was named the City of Hate. But Rawlings says that label no longer fits.
What I've been fascinated by is everybody's pleasant surprise about Dallas. They haven't been here for so long, and they've understood how contemporary and how cosmopolitan, how progressive we are as a city.
The acceptance, the working with people of all races and creeds, it's just a different community.
Hugh Ainsworth was reporting in Dallas 53 years ago when Kennedy was shot. Another key difference he sees between now and then, the government's reaction. Back then, Ainsworth says everyone from the district attorney and the mayor up to FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover bungled the response.
Everybody made mistakes. Now this time, in this crisis, which is horrible for the Dallas Police Department, it isn't horrible for the city because they've handled everything right. Police chief was open with everything he could be, and the mayor was superb, I thought, in his handling of it. It's totally different.
Still, Ainsworth says the vitriol directed by today's Texas conservatives at Obama is not far off from the anger directed at Kennedy in 1963.
People are vituperative. They're mean. Some people are. And it's the politicians more than anything else. Right now you have a governor and a lieutenant governor who have said terribly nasty things about the president.
Ainsworth says he hopes that when the president calls for unity at the memorial service, people will take his words to heart. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.